I read something on Daily Maverick today, which I'm still struggling to understand. In May this year, Parliament approved a brief amendment to the Animal Improvement Act. That's something which governs livestock breeding. And as a result of that brief amendment, lions, cheetahs, rhinos, zebras, and 29 other wild species have become classified as farm animals. The story's written by environmental journalist Don Pinnock. Don, help me. Why? What's the nominal reason, the putative reason for this being done?
Well, John, I'm still puzzling about it. I think it has, it clearly has something to do with the lion and rhino breeding guides. They tend to call shots, and for some reason, the government listens to them. So I phoned some farmers, and they never heard of this amendment. It's actually an amendment to an addendum to the Act, and it's only 2.5 pages long. It's designed to be missed, basically. I just happened to go, what is this? The farmers that I talked to didn't know about it, but I think it's to do with, there's legislation called NEMBA, which is an acronym for some long, it's an environmental, what is it called? Environmental Management Biodiversity Act. And I think it imposes certain restrictions on movement and various other things. And I think that's probably what is behind these breeders getting the Department of Environment to pass this amendment.
What?
Because
what?
Once it's in farming, you can farm animals. Sorry, yes, go.
So, I mean, that's it. So you can't... You can't farm a wild animal, so if you want to farm an animal that most people, when asked, is this a wild animal or a farm animal, will go, that's a wild animal. Clearly, you have to have it classified as a farm animal in order to farm it.
But what does it imply now, John? I mean, can we now eat lions and rhinos or Rottweilers? I don't know how they became included. Can we breed pink zebras? You know, can we trade these species under CITES? There's no public consultation on this. I don't know how it aids conservation. We're supposed to be a nation which conserves and looks after our wildlife. We're going to eat lions? I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know what they were thinking when they passed this legislation.
What would be the potential downsides of this? Quite obviously, to look at a lion and go, you're not a wild animal, you're a farm animal, that's ridiculous. But if one takes away that degree of sort of stupor, is there anything potentially dangerous, problematic in having a lion classified in a piece of legislation as a farm animal other than a wild animal? Does it make it less protected? Does it make it easier to sell its bones to China? What?
I think the last point is true. It might well make it easier to sell its bones to China. The dangers were outlined by the SPCA. If you farm animals under the Animal Improvement Act, you can artificially inseminate, you can send their genes and semen all over the place. You can, you know, you really start farming them to improve them for food quality. Really, that's what the Act's about. That's what the Act they put under is all about improving food and quality of these animals. The other danger is that once you actually farm animals, that's not creating any protection for biodiversity. Farm animals are in pens, they mono species, the natural fabric disappears. That's not anything to do with conservation. And then you can breed them. I mean, you can breed pink zebras. You know, look what you've done to dogs. They started off as gray wolves. Aurochs.
Is there anything intrinsically problematic about farming cheetahs and rhinos to increase the number of, increase the populations of those two, which are both white and black and cheetahs, threatened in southern Africa? Is there any intrinsic problem with farming them so they can be released back into the wild to increase the gene pool and the numbers of wild populations?
Farmed animals, especially when you breed them and crossbreed them and stuff like that, you can't. There are very few of them that you can put back in the wild. They're not just meat with genes attached to them and legs and horns and things. They're actually a living fabric. They are families. They are taught by others. You know, they are sentient. If you put an animal in a pen, You can't really release it into the wild. It'll either get eaten or go crazy. It doesn't work. They're not just things. They are part of family fabric. And when that family fabric goes, they're no longer wild. They don't work in the wild. There are very few animals. Elephants are not part of this list, fortunately, but you can. They will take elephants on board that have been put in captivity. But most other species, they won't. It doesn't work, especially if you start breeding up certain types. You want golden impala or something. They've tried that with ostriches, and they sort of improved them and mixed them with other ostriches from the north. What happened is the chicks started failing. It became a problem. So we don't really know enough to tamper with wild animals. And, they don't go back into the wild, so it's not a conservation thing to farm them.
Don, look, I see that this is done under the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, and this would have been passed in May, which was just prior to Barbara Creasy becoming the minister, and she is much more available to be asked questions of than previous ministers. So we're certainly going to try and get her on the radio tomorrow afternoon so we can just see whether she agrees with this, whether she knows about it, and whether she's prepared to re-look at it.
I really hope you do. Part of my strategy for writing this is to alert Barbara. I'm not sure. This didn't happen under her watch. Mm. And I'd be surprised if Barbara would actually have sanctioned something like this.
We'll definitely try and get her on the radio tomorrow afternoon then. Don Pinnock, thank you very, very much indeed. That story, essay Reclassify 33 Wild Species as Farm Animals, is on the Daily Mavericks website at the moment.